comedian free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. And how do I sound, ladies and gentlemen? Do I sound better tonight? I hope so. No, I haven't had a cold. I'm on mic online with our digital sound, and I guess it sounds okay. Hey, Paul? It sounds wonderful, he says. All right. Do I get a brownie button for this, ladies and gentlemen? Do I get a raise? Not on your life. All right. Anyway, who wants money? Who wants a raise when you're having fun? Welcome to the program. Rick Adams with you for the next hour tonight. And we have some special guests lined up. But first, I believe Radio Avenger has calling into the program right now, if he's not already online. John Clark, our usual perennial visitor to the program from Americans for Immigration Control. Is he there? He's not here. All right. Maybe he fell asleep. Anyway, he said he was going to call in. What he wanted to tell us, by the way, among other things, is that apparently, as you know, being a videographer, a documentary filmmaker, he's able to get into places and ask questions and put it all on tape, as they say. Well, apparently he got John Kerry, former presidential candidate, of course, the Democratic Socialist Party, to make a few comments about the invasion into the country. And from what I understand, Kerry really, really let it out and said, we have to get control of the border. And I asked him, what does that mean, John? And John said, well, it does mean taking up troops and putting them at the border and guarding our border for security. So he wanted me to express to you essentially what I've just said, that John Kerry is on tape having made this statement now, and it looks as if he, being the Democratic torchbearer, he has something on George W. Well, hey, that's interesting, isn't it? Huh? So anyway, John said he would call in and tell us, but we also have, after the upcoming break, we have with us Mr. Edgar Steele, apparently no stranger to these airwaves, and Edgar Steele is an attorney. He's a constitutionalist. He's a fighter for the little guy. And you'll want to talk to him tonight on Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Radio Avenger. Let me remind you, by the way, that you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, call 800-243-5242. That's all you have to do. Dial toll-free 800-243-5242. Place your order and order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right. And as I say, Edgar Steele is about to join us momentarily, and we are going to welcome him to the program. He has a lot to talk about, including there's a segment, I think, Paul, we may have on tape, the audio downloaded from his websites. He has two websites he'll tell you about. And one of them, yes, has to do with Mexico and the United States. We'll be right back. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams. See you on the other side. Andrew.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Yes, we're back. Hey, uncensored, radio-free America, and we're awaiting our guest. And his name, as I say, is Edgar Steele. I had the pleasure of introducing Edgar Steele to an audience, a large audience, in Washington, D.C. a number of years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, at the conference that I was emceeing for the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And Edgar, well, of course, I had the unpleasant task of ushering him off the stage only because of time limitations, but he could have gone on probably for 10 hours. That's how much information he has and how much he has to say about what? About the control that is being exercised against the American people, control particularly against individuals who are not in a protected class. That means non-Jews, non-blacks, non-mestizos, non-Indians, all of those, non-homosexuals, all of those, and it doesn't leave much left but the white race, essentially, that is being disenfranchised. Is he with us? Okay, let's say hello to him. Edgar Steele, hello.
Hello, Rick Adams. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. I just gave you a nice tribute and a nice intro. And we do have that clip, by the way, that you wanted me to play for our audience. If you wish, we will do that momentarily.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to hear your intro. Did you have that fellow on from the Minutemen?
No, as a matter of fact, we waited for him to call. He's not from the Minutemen, but he's from the Americans for Immigration Control, although he was down at the border in Arizona filming what was going on and reporting to us about the situation there.
Well, go ahead and play the clip, and it'll give us a good starting point.
Okay, and this clip is entitled exactly what now? The Mexican Standoff, I believe?
That's right.
All right, let's listen in. My producer, Paul, will play it. We'll be right back with Edgar Steele, right here on Republic Broadcasting.
My name is Edgar J. Steele. This is a five-minute nickel rant. Hundreds of Americans, with more arriving every hour, now stand guard at America's border with Mexico in the state of Arizona, under a private grassroots movement going by the name of the Minuteman Project. Why? Because America's government refuses to keep illegals out. Because America's masters want the cheap labor. Because America's masters want your job done by somebody a whole lot less expensive. Now that's why. Last year, 1.2 million of these illegals actually were apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol. Yet the effort is so puny by comparison with the problem that the current number of illegals in America is estimated to be well over 20 million. Emphasis on the well over, by the way, since that is merely the official number. Our government could secure that border in a heartbeat if it wanted to. But it doesn't. Think not? You haven't been through an airport screening lately, have you? So far, this simply is a demonstration by private citizens, of course. There is no way to stem a flow of 2 or 3 million illegals each and every month without massive government intervention. And our government actually works together with the Mexican government against us in this regard. For its part, Mexico's army is diverting and escorting border hoppers to areas not patrolled by the Minuteman Project. Mexican President Fox has threatened to sue anybody who, quote, has contact with Mexican nationals, close quote. And now he wants to go to the world court in order to attempt to have Arizona's Proposition 200 invalidated, if you can believe it. Proposition 200, passed in November, is designed to stop massive voter fraud and to deny welfare benefits to illegals. And it's not just the Mexican government. We recently saw the first arrest of one of America's volunteer Minutemen by American officials. His crime? He was detaining a group of illegals at gunpoint, waiting for the Border Patrol to arrive and do its job. That's right. The guy doing the government's job is the one they arrested. Now, I don't know about you, but I am simply fed up with this invasion of America, which is being facilitated by our own government. I'm sick of our spending more and more money on schools that do worse jobs each and every year, due in part to having to cater to the children of these criminals who enter America illegally. I am sick of our lower-paying jobs being given to these people while loyal, hard-working Americans go unemployed. And don't even start with that "they do jobs that we won't" nonsense either. I am sick of my medical insurance and uncovered bills going up by 25% each and every year, largely due to these criminals whose demands have grown so overwhelming that hospitals all along the border have had to close due to unpaid bills for treatment of those illegals that our government forced those hospitals to give away for free. Treatment that you and I paid for. I'm sick of the instant citizenship granted to every baby that some Mexican woman manages to drop on this side of the border, along with the endless welfare that then flows to them. I'm sick of our prisons filling up with Mexican trash of every description. I'm sick of the rampant upsurge of disease in America, some in forms that we once eradicated here. I'm simply disgusted with all the American women and children who get raped, beaten, and murdered by these Mexican criminals. In fact, the towering levels of crime and drug usage in America are fed continually by these criminals who cross our border illegally every day. Meanwhile, our government is moving to disarm us so that we can't even protect ourselves. Yet another job that our government refuses to do. I'm sick, sick, sick of it all. And you should be too. What should we do about it? Well, you know the answer to that question now, don't you? My name is Edgar J. Steele. Thanks for listening. Check my website at www.conspiracypenpal.com for other messages just like this one.
Well, well, are we on? Okay, I'm not hearing too well here. Okay, I'm on, right?
I'm on.
Okay, well, we're trying our new system here tonight, so we're getting the bugs out of it. Edgar Steele, you're certainly not a man who lacks for words, and you've said it pretty well here tonight.
Nor do I mince them, Rick.
Excuse me?
I said, nor do I mince them. This is not a time for mincing words.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't have to ask you what the solution is because I think I know what you mean. And I'll tell you, we're getting to the point where we have such an outlaw government now in Washington, a government that simply thumbs its nose at the Constitution at every turn. Not only the so-called Patriot Act, but our wars of aggression. Ever since World War I, you know, the United States has been involved in spreading so-called democracy. And, of course, democracy is the exact opposite of what our founding fathers intended for us. So we know we have an outlaw government. We know we have a government that despises the Constitution, no matter who's in office, as far as the White House, and yes, and even in Congress. So obviously there's not much more time left to do something, and it must be soon.
Well, you remember a few years ago when Henry Kissinger said that the day would come that the American citizenry would welcome U.N. troops in the streets of Los Angeles?
Yes, he said that. I remember right in the book, yes.
And at the time, we all thought that was a remarkable statement. And we thought that what he meant was that the New World Order would be coming in and taking over, right? And that we would resent that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're rapidly getting to the point where a great many of us might well welcome UN troops in the streets of our major cities. Why? Because we need rescued from our government. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they have in mind, though, is it?
Well, you know, Franklin Roosevelt said that there are no accidents in this business. If something happens, you can bet it was designed. Now, Kissinger's always been on the inside. And you got to wonder if when he said that, if he didn't have the meaning for it that I just gave you, as opposed to the one that we all assumed he meant way back when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the dollar. You know, why don't they fix the dollar? Why don't they stop printing it? And that way, it wouldn't have lost 30% of its value in the last 2 years. Well, it's not an accident, and they aren't stupid. Therefore, they must want the dollar to fall to nothing. Now, why would that be? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it would be an easy way to pay off the debts of the government. They just hand over paper money that they've just printed, right, to the people that hold it. But a more fundamental reason, I think, exists for why they're doing what they're doing and why Bush is spending like there's no tomorrow, because he's spending dollars that will be worthless later on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's incurring debt that he can pay with those worthless dollars. The reason is that when the dollar goes away, they're going to replace it and all other world currencies with the one world currency, and it will be electronic.
Yes, yes, we've talked about that so often. The mark of the beast, the control, the age of the digits, the digital age, all of this is certainly making its entrance into America. Now, the average person is so unsuspecting of this, you know, and it's being sold to him and her, the soccer moms and the Joe Sixpacks, as a means of keeping you safe, a means of keeping your money safe. You know, just tonight I was watching another so-called national network news media program, and again, the emphasis was on the biggest crime now is identity theft. Now, doesn't that sound all too interesting? Doesn't it sound like the United States government's getting us ready for more control? You bet it does. Stay where you are, Edgar Steele. Time for a break. We'll come back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Yes, sir. All right, a little clip from the time machine here. All right, I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. And, of course, the numbers here are toll-free at 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Our guest, Edgar Steele. We have callers that would like to speak to you, Edgar. So if you'd like, we'll take them as they come in, and then we'll get back to some of these issues. Okay?
Great. My
all right.
Part.
Okay, I believe we have, let's see, Tom from London, Ontario on the line. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with the program.
Good evening, Mr. Steele. Good evening, Mr. Adams. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Steele. I wanted to catch you on back then where you were on a Peter Shanks show, but apparently I called in too late. I got a question for you. Now, apparently, I'm coming from Canada, so I don't know if it's how relevant my question is to you guys in the States, but apparently we got pretty similar problems up here, and I wanted to ask you, is it illegal for us as citizens to print our own money? And I don't mean in terms of counterfeiting the government notes or the Federal Reserve notes. I mean our own separate money system from the government system?
Well, it depends on what you call it. If you call it money, you're going to get in trouble. If you call it something like coupons or you call it scrip, then sure, Safeway does it every day, and they put it in the newspaper for free.
Okay, so basically, it doesn't even have to be printed money. It could be, for example, electronic money, like on a, say, some kind of on a USB key. Say you exchange currency.
That's right.
Electronically.
That's
that okay,
right. There are online barter systems on the internet that do exactly that, and the IRS is just having fits trying to figure out how to get its slice of that action.
Mm-hmm. But it's perfectly legal, though. They can't do anything against you.
Well, it's legal under U.S. under prevailing U.S. law as it's applied. They are entitled to income tax on it. They just haven't figured out how to track it, force you to report it, and make you provide a percentage of something that you don't even put a value on in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say it's giving them fits.
Money is a marketable commodity. It's a medium of exchange. And I think you, being an expert in the Constitution, more so than I, can tell us, Edgar, the Constitution tells the government, not the people, what it can make as legal tender in payment for debt, right?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead before I respond. But yes,
okay,
yes,
well,
that's true.
Well, what I'm thinking is there's no reason in the world why I cannot, as you say, come up with my currency, provided it's not a Federal Reserve note, because the most they can literally get me on would be copyright infringement.
That, well, they could get you on a number of other statutory violations, but the Constitution says nothing about Federal Reserve notes.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about minting and coining money.
That's right.
All right? That's why I told the fellow that just called in, don't call it money, call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the Constitution says the U.S. government shall issue money, right?
Well, it says no state shall, and they've taken this to mean, well, that means just states, not the federal government, which is rather disingenuous.
No, it goes beyond that. It says the federal government mm-hmm. has the power to issue money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that the federal government can delegate that power
mm-hmm.
to a private corporation
that's right.
that's owned by Europeans,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what the
yes.
Federal Reserve Bank is.
Absolutely.
So you'd say, well, following our government's lead, sure, we could do our own money because it's acting unconstitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Now let me respond to that issue. Here's the problem, you know, and you know the answer to this. Our Constitution is a dead letter. About the only thing left is the First Amendment, and the only piece of it that's left is what you and I are doing at this moment. And they are moving quickly to stamp out this last little vestige of free speech.
Yes.
And they're going to do it. They're going to take over the internet.
I can see it coming, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to stamp out shows like yours, stamp out newsletters like mine, and they will be in total control, and there will be nothing left of the Bill of Rights whatsoever. Now,
the American people will be led to embrace it for fear of terror. The government created terror, like 9/11, for instance.
Well, the government has actually convinced people that there should be limits to speech. Can you believe that?
Yes, we see that in courts every day now.
Can I interject here?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm already in Canada. Our speech is already
that's right.
Limited. I myself am a victim of a certain human rights, they call themselves human rights lawyer from Ottawa, who launched a case against me to the CHRC, which is the Canadian Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
For my postings on the internet, which are mostly, commentaries on news events like murders, rapes, etc. And I do agree, I curse here and there when I get mad about what's happening and why. But apparently he doesn't like me commenting like that, so he launched mm-hmm. the case against me.
Well, I can understand that, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Thanks so much for calling, Tom, from London, Ontario.
Yep.
Appreciate it. And we've got Mike from Kentucky and others coming up. Time for a break. Stay there, Edgar Steele. I'm Rick Adams. We will continue with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes. Yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, and Paul, what happened to the clip? Okay, put her on.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, fellow cattle out there, fellow Eloi, how are you tonight? You're being good slaves, I hope. Because Big Brother wants you in that pig pen, and with us tonight to expose it all for us is a constitutionalist, attorney, a freedom fighter, and he is none other than, no holds barred, Edgar Steele. Welcome back, Edgar. We got so many people that want to talk to you. Can we just go to some calls?
Glad to hear it. Let me make one comment about the last caller, though.
Sure. Go right ahead. Yeah.
Call from Canada, which we laughingly refer to as Absurdistan, because they actually are out in front of us on First Amendment principles. Currently, they're prosecuting people for the effect they have upon other people, whereas in America, we still focus somewhat on intent, even though the law actually gets applied and is tending towards the effect upon other people. In other words, you hurt somebody's feeling, provided they're the right kind of person, you get prosecuted. There was a guy in British Columbia that they tried to put into prison
for one reason only, because he reprinted one of my essays. If you can believe that.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, we're seeing it now. We're seeing the mindset created in this country to condition the American people to think that you have no right to engage in what the government would call hate speech. They'll do this on the evening news. They'll put out a report about someone who was arrested by some stupid sheriff or police chief that doesn't know the law, and he'll be arrested for carrying a sign that might say something about, for instance, the Holocaust or the white race or what have you. They'll arrest him and then let him go, and the media commentator, so-called news anchor, will say that this is a hate crime. Notice the words hate and crime put together, like it's a crime to hate someone, like it should be a crime, and there should be a law to do something about it. They're conditioning us, Edgar.
They are. You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Okay, let's take a call here from Mike in Kentucky first. Hello, Mike. You're on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Yeah, you mentioned Big Brother wants the pigs in the pen. There's another little story about some pigs in the swamp that were wild, and a guy gradually tames them. I'm sure a lot of people have heard it.
Yes, yes.
That's, I think, what you were referring to.
Mm-hmm. Got a question for our guest?
Well, you didn't mention when the guy called in about the, or when you were talking about the script, the regional script, there's been several attempts at that. You can find information on the Internet about Ithaca hours, and for a long time they were offering kits where you could start your own community currency, I think, through the Ithaca Hour people. So we've had here in Kentucky several different attempts, Berea Bucks, and out west, I think they tried Cascadia Hours. But how would you get past people's fear of the company store? I think that's where a lot of the script got a bad name, was when, you know, you had coins that were of, you know, non-numismatic or non-precious metal value. They'd have holes punched in them or whatever, and it was the old company store scheme, which we've basically got on a national scale now.
You're absolutely correct, and I was going to point that out, that we do have a company store. It's called the Federal Reserve System, and it's operating exactly the same. We never get out of debt. Our money is essentially worthless, can't be spent, won't be spent anyplace else. Now, to answer your other question is, how do you make script work? Well, you're not going to. And here's why. Because most of these script operations have really been schemes by people called multi-level marketing schemes, mm-hmm. or Ponzi
yeah.
schemes,
yes.
where the only people that make money are the early ones.
Well, I'm talking about where you would have a group that already exists, like a development district or commerce, chamber of commerce, business association that gets together and offers employees incentives to work. You know, if you work, you get bonus hours for performance, or if you, you know, you can't really mandate overtime, but you could say, all right, if you agree to work, you know, an extra 5 hours this week, we'll give you, in addition to your overtime pay, we're going to give you, 5 hours in trading coupons, you know, worth an hour of your labor or something, and certain businesses in association will accept those in trade, and you, eventually you could work with a clearinghouse, which that's what happened in Ithaca, is they had a bank that was actually serving as a clearinghouse, and the FDIC and the IRS and stuff was looking the other way because they had such a depressed economy up there back in the, I think it was the late 70s when they started the Ithaca Hours thing. So well, it worked for quite a while.
Well, Edgar, any comment on that?
Yes. It's not going to work. And it's not going to work very long and very widespread for one reason only,
mm-hmm.
and that's because then the Fed, the Treasury, the IRS, which are all kind of hand in glove with one another, won't figure out how to get their cut.
They'll move in.
That's why we got to go to electronic money, because then they can take a slice of it every time it turns a corner.
Well, and they can instantaneously change its value. And inflation, you know, could be ridiculous.
What
well,
about something like the...
Our money changes its value every day right now.
Well, not really. If you look at the price of a silver dollar, you can still buy 3 gallons of gas for a silver dollar, or actually 5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go back when we had silver in circulation, you could buy 5 gallons of gas for a dollar.
Well, what about the Liberty dollar, Edgar and caller?
Well,
how does that fit into this equation?
Better than most, but still something I'm suspicious of. You know, you want something other than Federal Reserve notes. Put it in silver bullion rounds. Not coins, but silver rounds. It's the most cost-effective way to buy silver. Or put it into gold eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you need some, you know, in order to protect it from wear. You do need, you know, that's why.
Well, they did have passed this gold certificates nonsense in federal law.
Well, 90% silver, if it's mixed with alloyed with the right thing, it's not going to wear out as quick. Silver is fairly soft, and if it's, you know, 999 fine, the same thing with gold, it's really soft. So it doesn't last very long in circulation unless you mix it. That's why they had, that's how they made money. The government made money because you would take in 10 ounces of silver. They'd give you $10 back, but they got to keep the rest of it. They make another dollar.
All right, Mike. Hey, some good points to think about. Appreciate your call from Kentucky. And our number here, toll-free, by the way, is 800-313-9443. The program Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network and our guest, Edgar Steele. Let's go now to another namesake, another harbinger on this program who also does not lack for words. He is none other than someone you've helped out, by the way, Edgar. He is Artie Wheeler from Baltimore.
Well, hello, Mr. Edgar Steele. How are you up there in Idaho?
Well, hello, Artie. How are you tonight?
Well, it happened exactly what you said. That scuzzball judge, Catherine Blake, the federal judge, dismissed my suit and didn't even give me a hearing. Now she's going to be a defendant in my appellate suit. What do you think of that?
I think it's going to get knocked out almost immediately, and I think you're going to get stuck with costs.
Think I'm going to get what, sir?
I think it's going to get knocked out almost immediately, and that you will then get charged with costs.
The court costs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm prepared to, you know, have all these judges as defendants that Daisy chained up against me to deny me bail.
Could have been a violation of my rights. Artie, stop. Hold on. Stop right there. Let me tell you something, kiddo. The one untouchable part of our legal system is the judge. Thou shalt not sue the judge. And if you're going to start suing judges, you're going to get in a whole lot more trouble eventually than you've ever been in before.
Well, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready
to
bear the brunt.
Artie's ready, you know. He's ready to go down.
All right, Artie. I mean, we'll be talking about you on talk radio, and we'll admire you, and we'll hope to get you out as a political prisoner when the regime change comes, along with Matt Hale and so many others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep going after judges, they're going to put a stop to you.
Well, now, what about him running for office? He wants to run for mayor of Baltimore. Is that right, Artie?
I think Artie Wheeler would make the best mayor that Baltimore's ever seen.
Well,
and
I want to
right now endorse. I don't know if he wants my endorsement.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Go ahead.
But I'd sure endorse him for it.
Well,
let me ask you
this. This old Judge Catherine O'Malley signed a bogus search warrant against me after the fact, her and Judge Jeannie Hong both. Now, Jeannie Hong's a federal judge since this has happened. And I don't know. I want to unseat the old mayor. I had a hearing the other day, and I had them reinstate the charges and conviction against me, and the old judge said that was the first time he'd ever had that happen, and I told him, I said, nobody has done any more to harm the liberties and the Constitution of the United States than you judges. You done worse than the legislature did. And he threw his hair back, run to his chambers, and the bailiff come over and shook my hand and said, good speech, Mr. Wheeler, good speech, right there in the courthouse. It was funny.
Yeah, I wish I'd have seen it.
And then I got out on the steps in front of the courthouse, and I called Judge Bush, Senior, a pedophile, and I called Junior, a diseased-up AIDS faggot, and they put that on the 6 o'clock news. And my wife said, you know, honey, they're using you. What we were told about the Bush administration is true, that the Rothschilds have given orders to dismantle them. Yeah, she said that to me.
Well, we're going to see what happens in the near future, but as you pointed out, Artie, it doesn't look very good for Mr. Bush. You know, there's no honor among thieves and knaves. That
well,
is for sure.
I need to tell Ed one more thing.
Sure.
I sent Senator Kennedy and a bunch of these
yes.
senators my brand new book, you know, which I sent
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
and I sent them the CD. Well, I got a letter yesterday from old Barbara McCuskey here. She's our United States Senator. She's been behind every left-wing program from faggery, gun control, lesbian stuff that you can imagine, and she thanked me for the DVD that I sent her about the Bushes doing the World Trade Center. And I never sent her any CD, DVD, or book. So, needless to say, all six of her offices are getting the CD, and she's getting the book. And we'll see what she has to say when all her office girls and boys have played the CD and seen that 175 so-called plane go completely through the number 2 World Trade Center building with no damage done to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Artie, anything else for Edgar?
That's about all I had to say. I tell you, them federal judges is a bunch of crooks, so, Ed, you're absolutely right, buddy. You got them pegged.
Well, good luck. I hope this isn't too premature, Mr. Mayor.
I hope I'm the mayor. I wrote letters to the Scuzzball governor and the Scuzzball mayor both, telling them to be at my court hearing, and neither one of them showed up. And the old judge said, I be gonna excuse myself from the trial, and Mr. Wheeler gonna have to go over to Judge Gregg's courtroom. Yeah, what do you think of that? Big old oyster lip baboon. That's all I've got to say, Ed. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, Artie. All right. We'll have him back on the show in another week or so, too. Oh, he's a colorful character, but, you know, behind
it all. Radio show.
Yeah, he should have. And I'll tell you, he's got a lot to say. But, you know, you can look at what he says and examine it. And sure enough, hey, he's not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. The courts, the legislature, and the executive, all three are in violation of the Constitution going way back.
He's right. And I wasn't kidding either when I said that he would be the best mayor Baltimore had ever seen.
Oh, I'm positive of that. You know, all we have today is politicians who are, as you know, trying to please people and please the special interest people like the ADL, the people that control the media, so that they can win brownie buttons and become celebs, you know, rather than defend what's right and what's just. And that's where you come in, sir, my friend Edgar. You have taken on a lot of unpopular cases, and you've defended people, and I might say, with some risk to you, obviously, being out in the limelight, being an attorney, them waiting for a moment to find something wrong with which to disbar you, if you will, to put you in harm's way. Right now, we talk about the political climate in America, how it's changing, how we're being conditioned to accept hate speech. You have seen people, and every day I read of people who are railroaded simply because of their race, simply because of the white color of their skin, if you will, right?
That's exactly correct. You know, it's kind of like the racial discrimination that actually was practiced against blacks
yes.
a century ago. You know, we didn't know that this civil rights movement that began in the 50s, we didn't know that things like affirmative action merely meant that we were going to be trading places with blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have.
Well, you know, right from the beginning, people like myself, other great patriots, were calling a spade, if you'll pardon the pun. They were saying that this was all conceived of by communists, which it was. The very notion of the civil rights movement is neither civil nor right. What it comes down to is group rights. What it comes down to is government control over private property and you. And, my friends, that is the communist revolution to a T. That's what it's all about, Edgar.
I agree totally. You're
yep.
absolutely correct.
We've changed. Our legal system has changed so that we think of the group, not the individual. We think of the government having rights, not the individual. And it's just the exact opposite, ladies and gentlemen, of what our founding fathers intended and gave us in the law. So today, hate speech laws are being enacted, and they're being crafted even in Congress right now as we speak, Edgar, to try to make it a punishable offense for someone to say something generically against people of a different group, people of a different ethnicity.
Well, and laws are being applied and perverted right now to accomplish exactly that result, even though they don't actually have those laws on the book yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening, even with juries, because they're doing exactly what you pointed out a few minutes ago, Rick. They are conditioning us to believe that things like this, like speech or leafleting, is a hate crime.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, doing it deliberately and consciously. All right, we're going to have our next caller after the break because we're coming up toward the break. And I just want to mention this to our ladies and gentlemen who listen to us, because these great, fine listeners, some of them have pains and aches and all kinds of problems, and we want to be able to make them well and help them. And, you know, you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to our friend Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. Give them a call and order the product tomorrow. 800-243-5242. Tell them Rick Adams sent you. We'll be right back with more.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I did it to save your life. That doesn't seem to mean much to you or anybody else around here.
It doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't is right. You're all Eloy out there. You're all brainwashed. Well, not all of you. Thankfully, there's about 3% of the population, and they listen to these programs here on rbnlive.com. And on a host of stations. Hi, I'm Rick Adams, back again. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio and Radio Avenger. Our guest, Edgar Steele. Let's go right back to the phones. Lawrence in Virginia. Hello, you're on the program.
Yes, sir. And some of that 3% also have Mr. Steele's excellent new book called Defensive Racism.
Yes, Defensive Racism, huh?
Yes, indeed. Mr. Steele might know where he can get a copy, but it's well worth looking
at. He's got a couple of websites, I guess, don't you, Edgar?
I've got several of them.
Go ahead. Mention them now that the caller brought it up.
My main newsletter website is conspiracypenpal.com, but I have one dedicated to the book called defensiveracism.com. Just like it sounds, all one word.
And, caller, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous book that really, the issues that it deals with are very, it's sort of like a cold water getting hitting you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, if these principles are being used against us collectively, because there's a dynamic, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is focused on the individual, but now we're moving towards a group rights. And instead of having trial by jury, we now have trial by tribunal. And in the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, truth is not a defense.
That's right. There's no constitution.
Truth
none.
Truth is not a defense, and it's done before tribunals rather than juries of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mr. Steele lays forward the idea that it might be possible to create an alternative society. And I thought that was just fascinating. I'd like to know if you could elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, we don't have much time left in the program, but go ahead. Give us a synopsis, Edgar. And thanks for your call, by the way, Lawrence.
And thanks for the kind words on my book. I appreciate it.
Yes. Did you want to comment on that?
New America, I call it.
Okay.
And I think it's what will be left of America after what I see is coming as the inevitable breakdown of the government of the United States of America, either as a result of economic chaos or because we get so far out of line that foreign countries come in and decapitate our government for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will lead to the economic breakdown. And when that happens, we're going to have street rioting that will make South Central look like a school picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And we will end up having America break apart like Russia did, pretty much along racial lines, kind of like Russia did. And we'll end up losing the Southwest. We've already lost it. I think we'll lose the Deep South to blacks. And we'll end up with a largely white subcontinent, which I like to call New America. And I like to think that we would model it after the original U.S. Constitution and put in some safeguards to prevent the federal government ever again attaining the sort of power that it has in the last 200 years.
That would be a dream come true, Edgar. Absolutely. I want to take this time, by the way, in the last minute that we have to thank you for joining us on the program. And I know you've been on Peter Shank's program and others, and we'd like to have you back as a regular because you have so much to say and we have so little time, literally time left to change things. So I want you to be back again, Edgar, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Been my pleasure entirely. Be glad to come back anytime you like.
Sure thing. Good night, Edgar.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams, out of time, Monday night, same time, same station, I hope. And we have a special guest. Tune in Monday night. See you then.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.